from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And I love this from the 469. Shout out to KNC for being at Buffalo Wild Wings on Fridays again. That must mean it's the start of the NFL and Dallas Cowboys season. Love when you guys are out there. Also, shout out to G-Bag for being out here today after us. That's right. If you want to come out, G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show live at this very same Buffalo Wild Wings. And then from the 817, I must have missed this one. I apologize. Kevin, what about my shout-out? Happy anniversary to my wife, Christy, for 28 years today. That is outstanding. Congratulations to you guys. Now, it is a staple that we usually get going about this time, right before the Cowboys are about to play. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. 877-881-1053. If you want to hit us up on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube, or heck, maybe you're here and just want to tell us in the break, let us know. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Who would like to start?
I got this, Mike. I'll start this one. I'm just starting with win, though. I'm not going to go with the lose part of it yet, all right? Cowboys win because their two rookie offensive linemen look like the studs that we thought we drafted. Tyler Guyton.
I like that one.
Tyler Guyton is going to, like, him protecting Dak against Myles Garrett and whoever else they decide to throw over there to come after him. Very important. And in the middle there with Cooper Beebe, you're going to need him to be the tough dude that he is. He's one of those guys that when you watched him on film, you're just like, okay, there's a mean streak that the Cowboys have been missing across the offensive line for a while. I think Tyler Smith has it a little bit. He's one of those mean guys that when he gets on the field, he can really crush. So I think that it's whenever Cooper Beebe, if you see him pushing guys around, picking up the second block.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I keep talking about with my son Carter. He's like, who do I hit next? I'm like, yes, second level. Can you do
that? But
he
said, who do I get to hit
next? He loves that part. But I think that's a massive deal for this team is, can Tyler Guyton be that guy? Not have one of those Chaz Green type days.
Yeah.
You know, if he gives up a sack, I understand. But if he gives up six of them, then we got a problem. But I think that's the if the Cowboys win, it's because those two guys look like the studs we thought we drafted.
And by the way, real quick, it is a shout-out Friday. I want to throw this one out for you, Mike. From the 903, shout-out to Mike for being awesome after the Rangers game two nights ago. It was my son Charlie's birthday, and he signed a game ball for us.
I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Look at you, Mike, just making people's day.
I mean, look, I'm pretty famous.
Mm-hmm. I've heard
I mean, look, hey. What were the hotcakes out here today? The prospect cards.
The Cronuts, too.
And the Cronuts.
Yeah, one of our Tolos brought in some Cronuts. They're special.
I'm just going to tell you, those might be the best Cronuts I've ever had.
I am not going to argue with you on that. Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we got the Cronut business back. You know,
yes,
that we got it,
we
that
did.
We lifted it back off the ground. Because I was just informed, Mike, that the Cronuts went away for a while. And because of us, they're coming back.
Oh, the Cronuts should be coming
back. Because of our show,
back. The Cronuts should overtake regular donuts. All right, you want me to do mine?
Let's do it.
Which one do you want first?
Give me the win first.
Cowboys win because the Cleveland Browns are average or below average at football.
And hasn't that felt like the history of the Cleveland Browns? As you're like,
hold
this
on, is this going to be your take the whole year?
Maybe.
Sorry, Corey.
I will have to make up another one because Cowboys win because 90% of their wins are against average to below average teams. And this 36-15 run that they've had, right, 12-5 every year, is that right?
Very good.
They beat 90% of their wins are against average to below average teams. The Cleveland Browns, to me, dictate more of the win or loss than the Dallas Cowboys. If the Cowboys win, you can mark it down. The Cleveland Browns are going to be an average to below average team this year. Cowboys lose because the Browns are good. If the Browns are good, there's a 90% chance the Cowboys lose to good teams. They usually can't beat them. Now, example, they beat the Detroit Lions last year at the end of the year, and the Lions were better than the Cowboys. But they did win, so there is a chance that the Cowboys beat good teams. It's just very low. Dak is unbelievable at taking advantage of average teams or below average teams. If they're a good team, Dak struggles tremendously, which usually the Cowboys struggle tremendously. So I look at this as a coin flip game because I don't know, Corey, if the Browns are good or I'll say average. I don't think they're going to be below average this year, but I don't know who the Cleveland Browns are in 2024. And so if the Browns win this game, I will tell you, the Browns are probably going to be a good team. If they lose this game, then I'm going to be like, well, the Browns are going to be an average to below average team.
That's interesting. I mean, in the past, that's right. That is correct with the teams the Cowboys lose to. Kevin, I just saw this come in from the 469. I don't know if I'm listening to a repeat post on the military radio network, but Mike is world famous. We're listening to y'all from Okinawa. So,
holy crap. You're going to say like Karate Kid, right, Mr. Miyagi?
They did the baton thing on the drum.
In part two, yes.
The Okinawa area code is 469. Awesome. So,
I mean, you can take your phone other places.
Into the military? You can take your phone in the military?
I'll ask my brother-in-law.
At the Ranger
honestly
game the other day, a guy brought his family from Alaska.
What?
And he's like, I watch all the games in Alaska and all this stuff. Thank you. You know, I'm like, wow. And they just like, we used to live in Texas, but they took a vacation to Alaska. And they're like, we like Alaska. And then moved to Alaska.
All right, Corey, I know.
Oh, they said disregard. It is an old delay old show. So, sorry.
Hold on, but they just responded to what you just said.
Well, I think, no, they responded before I got
it. Hey, let's not ruin it for them. Hey. I think the Cowboys can beat the Packers in this playoff.
From the
That's a quick on your feet one. That was good.
It still hurts. It still hurts. From the 817. Hey, just check it in. I've missed listening to y'all. I'm currently in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, listening on the Odyssey app. Did I look that up ahead of time to make sure that was a real place?
Adrienne's been there.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, she did. Actually, that's when she did the zip line across the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
Or the
Appalachian?
Yeah, across the Appalachian Mountains. She said it was scary.
From the 325, Cowboys win because Jake Ferguson has a huge game. And then Cowboys lose because Cleveland is a physical team and the Cowboys are soft. I mean, look, I think that's a concern that a lot of us have. Hopefully that doesn't come to pass. Corey, since you gave your Cowboys win, can I tell you my Cowboys
Absolutely,
win?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Cowboys win because Micah Parsons wrecked shop in season openers. So he's had three season openers in his NFL career, obviously. In those three openers, he has 15 tackles, three sacks, two tackles for loss on rushing plays, and a pass breakup. So he has been very good in season openers. And so I'm going to go back to Micah Parsons. I know we worry that he wears down as the season comes along, and that's a very fair critique. I think he'll be big in this game.
Okay. Do you think he'll have a better game than Myles Garrett?
I think I am going to say that because of...
Your hate for Arlington?
No, man, I'm telling you. I saw Myles Garrett when I think he was a sophomore in a scrimmage, and he was running all over Allen, who usually has a great offensive line. I was like, good night. That kid is awesome.
Is that when you thought Giants were real? You were like, that is... Giants are actually still exist.
He was incredible. But if you look at, like, look at the left tackle plans for the Browns versus the Cowboys. Cowboys drafted Tyler Guyton. That's been the plan. They've worked him over there. That's been the plan all along. And then for the Browns, Jedrick Wills, he's hurt. And I knew they were, like, thinking that could be the case. But even when we talked with the Browns beat reporter, Zach, yesterday, he was like, I am honestly not sure who will see more time, player A or player B. So I think the Cowboys just have a more have a better plan in place to go against an elite rusher.
I hope Zach Johnson covers more than just the Browns, too, because I'd like to talk to him again. He was good. I really enjoyed talking with him yesterday.
Absolutely.
Probably covers the Guardians.
That's a possibility. He could guard
that. That makes sense.
Cover the Guardians.
And the Cavs.
What's their hockey team's name?
I don't believe they have an NHL team.
They don't have hockey in Ohio?
I'm not saying they don't have any hockey.
They don't have an NHL team. I think it's minor league.
Oh, Whale-S hockey there.
Okay. In your face, Joey.
Hey, they all know what I'm talking about if they watch Shoresy, so that's all I'm saying.
You have to have a Cowboys lose because we heard it from Mike. What are you thinking?
Because the Browns are good.
That's why I asked. Are you going to say that all year?
No, because the next game, I don't think the Saints are good. I think they're average at best this year. So I wouldn't say that about the Saints. But because I don't know the Browns, they finished 11-6 last year, but I don't really believe in the 11-6.
Is that the end of your...
I'm done.
Sorry, I was showing Mike or Kevin my Reagan Library stuff that I had from Oxnard. I still have it here.
I'm telling you, politics aside, it's a super fun place to go.
And you said it was a good movie, too. So there are
I have not seen Tim, that. Tim said that. I have not seen that
Cowboys
movie.
Lose because they didn't shore up their defensive tackle. They didn't actually fix the ability to stop the run. This is a team that likes to run the football. And if they can run the football early and the Cowboys have to commit too much of their assets to that, then Amari Cooper can get wide open for play action. That's the way that they can beat the Cowboys, is setting them up slowly, plodding along with Jerome Ford, plodding along with their running backs, and then Deshaun Watson sees a wide open Amari Cooper downfield. And that also helps out David Njoku. You know, I know he has, I thought that was fascinating to hear what Zach told us yesterday about how they changed the way they use him.
Now, a lot of good opinions coming in on the Frankel and Frankel Firm text line from the 214. Cowboys win because Zeke is going to punch in 3 touchdowns. Let me tell you this. If that happens, I'm going to have to eat so much crow with Mickey
all
on
of us,
Monday.
Right? All
yeah.
of us. Do you think Mickey will make you eat
oh
that
my God,
crow?
Yes,
he'll be like,
for
oh,
sure.
What did you think about that one?
He's like, what were you saying on Friday? It's definitely going to happen. I'll be fine with it because that means the Cowboys are going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
From the 214, Cowboys win because Zeke has still got it. Cowboys lose because Myles Garrett is going to take our tackles lunch all day long. That is absolutely a concern. Now,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Boys lose. Believe it or not, I went with Deshaun Watson. This specifically. Deshaun Watson can actually be good early in the season and at home. Now, I know he's had a lot of injury problems.
I don't know this stat.
Yeah, so he was 5-1 in his 6 starts last year. So, I mean, things were off to the right track. And then in 3 of his 5 career home starts with Cleveland, he has a quarterback rating of above 90 with no interceptions. And 3 of his 4 career starts in week 1, he's also had a rushing touchdown. So he takes care of the ball. He scores with his feet in the early season home games.
I don't have the answer to this, Kevin. I would like to know maybe if you have the answer to this. How many of those games were with Nick Chubb?
I'll have to go back and double check. That's a good question.
His quarterback rating can be a lot better whenever he has Nick Chubb because you commit so much of that. He can be more efficient and not relied upon as much. Look, man, Sean's right. When I was listening to him this morning, he was like, "I'm so pissed at that guy for making me look stupid."
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us, he made us all look dumb because we were like, "Dude, this guy is a legitimately good quarterback." Yeah. He just needs some offensive line blocking. And so I think that's still there somewhere. But, man, that's whenever he's at his best is whenever that team calls it the way they do.
I really like these next two texts from the 214. Cowboys lose because the front office cannot truly evaluate their team. Cowboys win because I agree with Mike. From the 469.
Oh, that's just the thing.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I just agree with Mike.
Cowboys win because Zeke is 2016 Zeke. Cowboys lose because Zeke is 2024 Zeke. Yeah, that is fair. From the 817, Cowboys win because Deshaun Watson sucks, and Cowboys lose because they're bad at running and they're bad at stopping the run. That's always concerning to me. I know if you have a deficiency on your team, it's concerning. It always concerns me when the exact same thing on both sides of the ball is problematic. You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that we don't look like a team that's going to be able to run the ball and can't stop the run, that is a terrifying idea.
And the Cowboys, the question about that isn't the trench as much as it is the back. On the defensive side, it's the trench. You're like, I have lots of questions about what they can do on the defensive line. On the offensive side, we feel like the holes can be there. Mike's been talking about this a lot, and Broadus, I think, has been talking about it too, is you can open up the holes, but can the back get through it fast enough? And that's where you saw it last night. Speed kills, man. Xavier Worthy, speed kills. Lamar Jackson, speed kills. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco, all those things last night. Rashee Rice, that slant.
Man.
That slant that he runs with Mahomes, and it's that read option pass play action that he sets up, and he slants, and as soon as the ball is released from Mahomes' hands, he's already turning upfield. Yeah. The ball's right there, and it's beautiful. It's terrifying, too, but that speed, man, will get you, and we know that Rice likes to speed.
Ooh,
too soon?
Man. I mean, the NFL doesn't think anything happened. Now, I want everyone to help me out with something. You can do it on the fan text or the Twitch or the YouTube. Will you give us what you think the spelling is for what Jerry said our fullback's name was today? We didn't get an opportunity. Did he call him Lukepke?
Hey, don't forget about old Lukepke.
And I was like, I don't know.
He'll get you an interception.
So I'm really curious how people think that that would be spelled. Because when I heard him say that, I was like, ooh, mm-mm. I don't know about all of that. From the 214, Cowboys win because we don't get in a shootout, and Cowboys lose because of a mismanaged clock. I said that incorrectly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. If you want to come out and see us and clap for us, I would really appreciate that. Wow, I didn't think that would work so effectively. That was ridiculous. That is amazing.
Compliment the people, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for recognizing how good we are. Coming up next.
Yeah, I was complimenting herself.
It's time for the and you, the combo platter. Bring your manners to work day. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is the most inconsiderate thing you do at work, like not listen to your coworkers? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
What's coming up next?
I just said what it was.
Okay. And it's a draw to Elliott coming up the middle. 10-5. Elliott, goal line. Touchdown, Ezekiel Elliott.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And I know Corey said that I did not do a good job of complimenting on the other side.
You complimented us.
So thank you to you guys for outdrawing what we did here last year by, 18,000%. So thank you guys very, very much for being out here today. Now, it's time for, I guess, what has become the trickiest segment on our show. I don't quite understand why that is, because all you have to do at the start is give a sports opinion.
All right.
But it's time.
have my sports opinion. I do. I'm going to regret it, but I have it.
Okay. Today is Bring Your Manners to Work Day. So, the combo platter, give us a sports opinion, and then what is the most inconsiderate thing that you do at work? 877-881-1053. All right, Mike.
He didn't give a sports opinion, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Invalid. Mike, you got a sports opinion. Let's hear it.
Wyatt Langford's going to make the All-Star team next year.
Why do you say you regret it?
Yeah, why are you going to regret that?
What
dude?
Did I say about his?
You said he's going to be top 10 MVP this year.
He was going to win the MVP.
Rookie of the year, and that didn't happen, right? So
it did not.
I'm seeing.
Or it will not.
I'm seeing a change in his swing.
Can you talk more about what that change is?
It looks like instead of almost looking like he's trying to push the ball when he hits, he's actually like letting it fly. There seems to be more aggressiveness in his swing, like more, in a way, confidence. And I almost like 2 weeks ago was like, is he just going to be, I know this goes way back when, like Pat Burrell or JD Drew,
yeah.
Like,
who were solid.
And they were solid players, but you're just like, they were expected to be more, and they ended up just being like, hey, they're solid players. And, cause I felt like watching Wyatt Langford in spring training, I was fooled into thinking he was going to just hit the ground running, like he was going to be one of those rare dudes. I don't know. Why am I going so far back in time? I don't know. He's going to be like Daryl Strawberry, or he was going to be like Mike Trout, where you're just like, all of a sudden, you're just like, they just immediately were awesome. They didn't take it. There was no need for growth. They were pretty awesome to start off. And I get Mike Trout came up as a September call-up in 2010 and wasn't spectacular, but in 2011, he finished second in MVP voting his rookie year. And I just thought he was going to be like that. But I'm seeing in September a transformation, and I know it's still early in the month, but I'm seeing this transformation. The other thing, too, is he's getting better and better in left field, which is helping the team out. So
you made clutch catches out there, man. Clutch catches. I think that's a huge part of the game, not only the hitting, but his defensive part of it.
Yeah, which was interesting when we had Boach on Wednesday, because he said Wyatt Langford has all the tools to be a center fielder earlier in the week. Then when I asked him, is he possibly going to be your center fielder. He said probably our left fielder. But then I just don't know this. This is just, are you protecting Leody because he's on the team right now?
I thought he was protecting Evan Carter.
Okay.
Because, like, when he was talking about, oh, Evan Carter will be fine to start the season, which,
okay,
that's great optimism. I just don't know anymore how you can carry that through. Like, I hope Evan Carter stays healthy for the rest of his career. But you have to have a backup plan for that.
Yeah. So I worry about Evan Carter. I have, like, I got a couple of positive signs that Evan should be really good to go next year. I will say this.
From, like, just
from
things
people
you hear
with
whispering.
The Rangers.
Okay, good. No, that's wonderful to hear.
He's still, I don't know. It's weird. You would think you're done with growth at 21 years old.
Sure.
But there are some people that still are growing at 21. Like, their growth plates haven't closed and they're still growing. And that's maybe an issue with Evan Carter, is that he still is going, I don't want to say going through puberty. He's gone through puberty, but usually when you've gone through puberty, you're done growing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
He's not. Like, we hear the thing of, I know it was earlier, but we hear of Anthony Davis was 6'6" or 6'7" when he was committed to Kentucky, and then he showed up at Kentucky at 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
They're like, neat?
Yeah, they're like, this is awesome. We thought you were just going to be a forward, but now you're a center with this athleticism.
And that one dude grew like a whole foot in the offseason.
Oh, Kuminga.
Yeah, Kuminga.
No, we cannot confirm that. By the way, as contracts get done today, I'll just tell you this time, it's not Dak.
Oh.
It's not Dak.
Oh, you sure?
No. Yeah, well, I'll leave that up to you. The Steelers and tight end Pat Freiermuth have agreed on a four-year, $48.4 million deal. So I wanted to warn you, it's not Dak, but still give you the contract deals.
Okay.
I thought that was done already, like months ago. Okay. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
So I had a sports opinion, but I'm scared to say it because I feel like my sports opinion on Wyatt Langford going into the season ended up being very wrong.
And what is the most inconsiderate thing you do at work?
So many things.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't this be answered by your employee, like your people you work with, rather
Mike was
than
about
yourself?
Yes.
Corey, would you like to give an answer to this?
I'm not Mike's employee, so no.
Okay.
That's what he was about.
Do you want us to get Spittle on the horn?
I'm sure
he'll give us some answers.
I don't want that to happen because that is not going to be fun.
Mm. I'll name one. He just leaves randomly for weeks at a time for no reason.
Ooh, like, just wait.
He's just like, I'm out of here, and then he'll be gone for a whole week. And I think he's got something coming up soon that he's going to just leave.
I bet he's not even on the show next week.
Yeah, I bet next week he doesn't even show up.
I'm going West Coast.
Yeah. Are you going to say on the broadcast, well, it's not like the Rangers have a shot at making the playoffs. Are you going to say that on the broadcast?
It would be – no, I won't say that.
Okay.
But I'm not also going to say they have a shot at making the playoffs.
Okay. All right.
I hope I'm wrong. I know that Sean asked yesterday. I hope I'm wrong on that. I hope my opinion is, look, the Rangers aren't going to get close to making the playoffs. In fact, there's a guy here wearing a UT hat who's like, why are they doing this to me? Why are they giving me an outside, chance of hope? And I'm kind of like, hey, they have to get to 500
Mike,
first.
They're only 7.5 back.
The Astros are 10 games over 500, and the Rangers are 5 games under 500. That's a big difference.
At the beginning of the week, though, they had a 0.2% chance of getting to the playoffs.
What is it, point?
As of today, they have a 0.9% chance.
That is an increase of 450%, Mike.
Yes.
People don't look at the other side. That means there's a 99.1% chance they don't make the playoffs.
That's a fair point.
It was when I had the Dak thing of there's a 10 to 20% chance he doesn't play again because of his ankle. People took that as, oh, there's an 80 to 90% chance he doesn't. I was like, if you look at the other side, then I'm saying there's an 80 to 90% chance he comes back and plays.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a small percentage chance that he doesn't. Based off of people that are very valid in where I was getting that information, but people did not want to hear that. They were like, no, there's a 0% chance. And I'm like, well, I mean, then Dak came out on
Hard Knocks
and kind of was like, yeah, there was concern about like this surgery and the second surgery that
told you.
But it's like, it didn't matter. So,
and Kevin, what did I tell you all? What have I told you all along? By the way, Brian Broaddus is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey.
I told you all along, all I need is a glimmer of hope.
Okay,
just
you got it.
Give me a glimmer of hope, and I'm back in.
We're almost back up to a 1 in 100
matter
chance.
Matter of fact, I didn't even care about the football game last night. I was so invested in the Rangers.
I brought
Broad
us a present.
We'll look at
get
that
to him in just a second.
Third Mike likes it, yeah.
From the 817, since there is an annoyingly nice Texas fan here, I'll read this shout-out. Can I get a shout-out? Me and my wife are driving to Ann Arbor for the Texas versus Michigan game on Saturday. And then they said a positive thing that would indicate that they want the Longhorns to win that I am not going to repeat.
Come on, man. Let's go UT.
Well, pretend like you were fishing and you tried to hook the fish.
UT's the only chance we have of making the 12-team playoff after that Aggie game.
I saw that game. That's a fair point. That is a very fair point. Now, this one is interesting. From the 3-2-1, Lamar Jackson is not a good clutch quarterback, and the rudest thing I do at my office is ignore all my phone calls and just listen to the fan. I mean, I appreciate
that. I'm perfectly okay
I can
with
see
that,
how your employees would not. Real quick,
you
Mike,
keep
one
doing
more.
That, by the way.
From the 806, Rangers will make the playoffs. Most inconsiderate work activity. Never sweat on company time and never poop on my time. That is what they said.
Hold on. If I have to go, I have to go.
And how do you not sweat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're saying don't.
Maybe they try to plan their bathroom activities during work.
I had this question for Jerry, but it wasn't going to fit today, and we were out of time. Because Arkansas sucks at football.
Okay.
How much money?
They won their first game, right?
Yeah, they played, I don't know, they played Bishop Dunn or whatever. How much money does it take with the NIL and everything to have the opportunity to be a good football program? A&M has top 10% money, and yet they still can't do it.
Nope.
Like, does Jerry ever think, if I give them $20 more million this year, Arkansas, that they'll be a better team next year?
That's an interesting question.
I don't, like, how much money does it take, like, for UT? I don't know. Does it take $100 million a year? Like, how much does it take from your alumni and your support with NIL, with everything you need? How much money per year do you need to have the opportunity to be a top 10 team in the country?
That is a great question. I'm intrigued by that as well. Corey, there are a shocking number of bathroom-related things on the most inconsiderate thing.
We do have people eating in
people
this
do it works.
Right
exactly.
Now,
so I just want to make sure. I'm going to go to you next. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sports opinion? And then what is the most inconsiderate thing you do at work?
Can I bring something else up first before I do that?
Because that's your answer.
Okay. All right. Here's my sports opinion then. Last night, my son Carter decided to sit down and watch football with me, and he's never done that. And that's when I realized how much I like watching football alone, because he talked the whole game. However,
poor Carter.
I left and went to the I left the room for a minute, and when I came back, I heard him asking Adrian. He said, "Hey, do you think I can be a famous football player someday?" This is the first time I've ever heard him like ask this kind of question and be interested in this way. He's having so much fun at football practice right now. And so when we sat down and talked about it, I was like, "Look, man, yeah, we can work with you. I know some people that can help you out here.
Yeah.
We're going to do everything. You just go have fun right now, though." I said, "Then when you get to college, you can be a rich football player."
Okay.
And he was like, "Hold on, I don't even have to play in the pros to be rich." And I was like, "No,
man.
Because Kevin, in the future,
look at you undercutting the viability of professional sports
in
with
the
your
future.
Son.
It's gonna be more about the college game and just getting to that. That'll help me set apart
go
me from
take
my, and my family."
To Duncanville versus DeSoto this year and have him stand next to when Duncanville's linemen and DeSoto's linemen come out of their locker room and then go, "So you have to be better or as good than most of these guys." And then you look and go, "I don't want to die."
It's so much fun, though.
I walked by the Duncanville kids a couple years ago or a year ago as they were leaving like their locker room. And it was, I swear to you, and I know they're kids, it looked like 30 men walked out of that building.
Yeah, they're off the bus, as Broadus likes to say. And then my most inconsiderate thing, on rare occasion, I have been known to take something out of the fridge that might not be mine. On rare occasion.
True.
But I do not
bars.
Do that. I definitely don't do that with Mike's Think Bars. And
okay.
I don't do that anymore. All right? I just want that to be known. And
was it when you were a nighttime show, or would you do it during
the
day?
The newspaper.
Or when we were at the newspaper.
Yeah, the newspaper. And then I also did see Jared's frozen grapes, and I tried that, and then I was like, "That's no, I don't want
They're
that.
Not that good, are they?
No, they're not
what
that
is the
good.
Logic behind, I'm going to eat something at this community fridge that is not mine?
I'm hungry, and I don't, okay. And poor. Okay. And so, but yeah, but also Jared, like there are a lot of things I like about Jared. That grape thing is bad opinion. He needs to go back and rewatch okay. the game.
From the 8-1-7, Cowboys finished third in their division and missed the playoffs. The most inconsiderate thing they do, reply all on emails.
I love reply all.
Why?
Because it annoys you. It's my favorite part. Fair I reply enough. All. If I see you're on an email, I immediately reply all just because I know you're going to see it.
From the 9-0, thanks a lot. From the 9-0-3, the Stars will win their second title before the Mavs and the Rangers, and not replacing the printer ink when you're the one to use the last of it. All right. You know who's a really bad offender of not putting paper in the printer? Used to be Colby. Colby was like, that's somebody else's problem, not mine. And I was like, but you saw that it was out of paper, and he goes, yeah, and I just needed one thing. He would put one sheet of paper in there, and I was like, that is what a psychopath does.
Who uses printers awesome. Anymore? Who uses, like, what do you need a printer for?
I still like to have a printed out run sheet a lot of times. I will.
What?
I will admit that is the case. All right, Alec, do you have a sports opinion, and then what is the most inconsiderate thing you do at work?
Sports opinion, I promise I'm not drinking the Mickey Spagnola Kool-Aid when I say this. Oh, I man. Really don't think the Cowboys running game is going to be as bad as people say. I don't think it's going to be great by any means. I think it's going to be okay, but I think that there's reason to be excited for Rico Dowdle, and that's about it.
Okay.
So I'm just excited to see him get opportunities. I don't care what the depth chart says. He's going to lead the team at the end of the year in pretty much every rushing metric. So I'm
maybe
just excited
touchdowns.
To see that happen.
Okay.
Alec, would you agree maybe not touchdowns because short yardage, Zeke gets more
sure.
opportunities?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get with you on that.
And that's why a lot of people could justify Zeke being a fantasy draft choice, and I tried to get him in both of my drafts, and I failed stupendously. But the most inconsiderate thing I do here at work, honestly, it's before I even get in the building because, you know, we have a lot of like suites here in the building. So there's a lot of different people that do a lot of different things. And we get in here right when everybody starts their day. So I get in and sometimes there's a line to get in the parking garage. But I come in through the back road. I cross the high school and I come in the back of the garage. And
easy.
If I see somebody pulling up from the front entrance, I go a little bit faster so I can beat them to the gate so I can get
sure.
a better parking spot. And I literally did that this morning. So whoever was in the white Mercedes, I'm sorry, but I got a better spot. So
you got a Mercedes, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You know, I just hate the walking, you know, at the grand age of 23 years old, I've already got two bad knees. So I just don't want to walk that much.
I hate the walking is what he
yes.
said.
Yes. I did not anticipate.
It's already sounded like an old man.
From the 8-1-7, Cowboys go 8-9. The worst is warming up seafood in the break room microwave.
True.
Oh,
yeah.
Or like broccoli. That can smell up a room.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Remember Sean Sharif? He just spilt fish everywhere.
And didn't even like just
training.
Whatever.
Just for the whole month in that house, you're like, hey, you want to have horrible smells all the time?
Spill fish in your oven.
Yeah, it's over.
And we're not talking about that guy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Mike likes it, but let me just throw this out real quick. It is a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my boss for actually working today and already passing out beers to everyone.
Oh, there
Man,
you go.
That is fantastic.
Hopefully some ice-cold Miller Lights
That's
or Coors
right.
Lights.
That's right.
Buddy Kyle Frazier tweeted to us, Kevin, and he said, Cowboys are going to go 12-plus games or win 12-plus games, and shout-out to his wife for tagging along as they go to Tyler for a wedding. And I don't know if that's a weekday. That isn't a weekday wedding because Friday's the weekend.
The travel wedding is all the more, I don't know.
It's Tyler. It's
terrible
like 2 hours.
Or impressive. I know, but do you want to sit in the car for 2 hours is something you probably don't want to go to?
If I'm with my wife, I'm okay with it.
That's
She's cool.
Nice.
You know, I like hanging out with her.
Does she like to talk or listen to
she
a
podcast? She likes to sleep.
Okay.
But we will talk about stuff. I just like her being around
She's
me.
Not driving then if she's sleeping,
No,
right?
absolutely
okay.
not.
Good,
I always
good.
Drive because of patriarchy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now, It's time for some Mike Likes It.
Okay. I'm going back to last night.
All right.
The Kansas City Chiefs got better, and they won the Super Bowl last year.
I know.
So, and they didn't blow out Baltimore the last play of the game.
They almost lost, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a play where it's like, then they were going to have to, there was one play from the two-yard line that it looked like was going to happen, and I'd say that's a 50-50
sure.
situation.
And there was a drive where there were three straight drops, and you were like, oh my gosh, are they still dropping the football the same way?
But what were y'all's initial thoughts of Xavier Worthy?
The fact that he was catching the ball and making plays happen was impressive, because one of the things on him is nobody disputes the speed, but the concern was going to be what's his catch percentage going to be look like. And so the fact that he scored on his first touch in the NFL, first of all, amazing, but that he scored twice, very impressive.
Whenever we were kind of eyeballing him and looking at him, people kept bringing his name up on the text during the draft. And I was going, I don't think he quite works with the Cowboys. And a lot of teams I didn't think he quite worked with. But as soon as it was announced that he went to Kansas City, I was like, crap. That's the one team that he goes to and he's going to work out perfectly for. And he looked great last night. And Andy Reid is a genius play designer. And what he did last night with him, moving him around, what he did with his whole team last night, just phenomenal, man. He knows how to use speed in such an effective way.
I know this is almost 30 years ago. Do you know what that reverse looked like to me? Deion Sanders.
Oh, okay.
That looked like when the Cowboys got Deion Sanders, and I can't remember the game, but it was early on. They ran a reverse to Deion Sanders, and it was like, everybody looks like they're in slow motion except the guy with the ball, who they're just like, he's just speeding through everybody. Like, I can't touch him. He's too fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, that son of a gun looked like Deion Sanders on a reverse. And then he was wide open on that play. I thought, going back to that, I thought Patrick Mahomes did a good job of his head was looking at the receiver. Like, I think it was Pacheco who went in motion. And so,
but his eyes went over there.
So his eyes were looking and saying, are they going to let him go free? And when he saw Worthy went free and they saw that the corner sat down to be like, you're not throwing it to the running back here. He's like, yep. And then, you know, where his eyes were looking were different from where his head was looking. And it was an easy touchdown. But I look at Rashee Rice and I don't know when he's going to get suspended.
He should not be on the field I'm with you.
Can I add something real quick to what you were talking about on that play specifically? You know, all quarterbacks will tell you the safeties are the key once you recognize what they're doing. Once he saw the safety that was high roll to the left, he knew the other safety was low. And that's why he peeked back over there, because he saw that guy go that way, and he was like, I know what my route is here. So as soon as that happened, because that safety was so close to the line to stop the run, that's why that was able to – it was a busted coverage for sure, but Mahomes' recognition of it so quickly is why it turned out the way it did. Back to you.
But when I look at Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce,
yeah,
that's tough to beat. I'm not saying there's not other teams that have a good combo three. Like, I think of Miami, and I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank on their tight end right now. But, I mean, I know that their two receivers are awesome, and Waddle and Hill. And then you could, if you wanted to do this, if you wanted to take
back.
Philly has a couple of awesome.
Yeah, I just was like, son of a gun, this looks great. Now, will Rice be available for the playoffs? When will his suspension start? Because they're waiting for the courts to decide kind of what.
I think now they're in a position where they can hold it off until the season's over.
Okay.
Like, the whole season is over.
But anyways, I look at them and I look at, my son asked me this, is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback I've ever seen, and is he better than Tom Brady? He asked me that during the game, and I said, yes, he's better than any quarterback I've ever seen. Is he better than Tom Brady? I say yes, but in the history of the sport, 7 championships right now will trump
3.
Patrick Mahomes right now. But I'm like, I've never seen anybody better. And I mean, I said in my lifetime, Jake, that's my son's name, I said, Brett Favre was unbelievable. Like, what he could do, I'd never seen anything like that. The closest I could come up with at the time, Jake, was John Elway. John Elway in Denver was just his arm strength and what he would do, it seemed like, against Cleveland in the playoff games to get those teams that weren't great to the Super Bowl was spectacular. Montana was like very much like Tom Brady. He ran this system to perfection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tom Brady and Joe Montana, I don't want to say we're just system quarterbacks. They're unbelievable. They're two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But they could run a system to perfection that
really
I don't
know
if anybody else
yeah.
could. But John Elway and then Brett Favre were guys like Patrick Mahomes that would create things
yeah.
that you're just like, and I will say this, also Aaron Rodgers. And he's still playing, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is still that guy.
Yeah.
But it's tough. So when you watch Patrick Mahomes play, I'll ask the question that my son asked me last night. Is Patrick Mahomes the greatest quarterback you've ever seen play?
I'm gonna have to say yes. And I also want to just kind of continue to give a compliment to Andy Reid and their front office, because that is the perfect understanding of your capability of your quarterback and knowing what he can and can't use. And whenever you say, hey, man, I want to be able to threaten and open up some more space, I need more speed, they got it. They had it with Tyreek Hill. That is a franchise right there that knows exactly what their team is and what they need to make it better when they need to make it better. And having Mahomes be able to ad-lib the way he does, the arm strength, the ability to recognize and move as fast as he does, and the elusiveness. Whenever, you know, how many times did you think he was sacked last night? Probably three?
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, he's down, and then all of a sudden he would get out of it, and I was like, wow. So, yeah, I think I don't think I've ever seen anything like him before.
See, this is a really good question, because I'm trying to figure out if, like, my age kind of clouded my thoughts about certain players. Because the person who immediately jumps to mind is, there was a time when, I know we didn't like him, but I thought Steve Young was incredible. But I'm also trying to think, like, is that because I was 14? You know, like...
No, you have to go by eras. And
yeah.
when you go by a lot of era stuff, he was arguably
yeah.
for a amount of time,
yeah.
a 4 to 5 year period, the best quarterback in the NFL. Obviously, like it or not, stupid guy who we put on the fan on the weekends. Not here
yes.
that works here, but like Troy,
National.
If you go back and you look at Troikman's numbers of his time, you look at his QBR of the time, he's right there with
yeah.
Steve Young and Brett Favre,
yeah.
right? Favre was a guy who would take so many risks that it would end up hurting his team at times,
yeah.
where Troy Aikman was a guy who took very few risks
yeah.
Because he had the defense and the team that he knew. He wasn't stupid. He was smart, and he knew how to win a game, and it wasn't going to be through fantasy football stats that Troy Aikman had to win games here.
I mean, and like I see why it could be Mahomes, and you're already starting to see the people who are stacking up that, like, will be your potentially Charles Barkley, Karl Malone. Obviously,
yeah.
Josh Allen is probably at the top of that list. Lamar Jackson might be on that list of people that, like, Mahomes has progress stopped from reaching their destiny,
yeah.
you know? And so that's a big argument for him as well.
I do think this, too, and I told Jake this, he's by far the most fun quarterback I've ever seen, because there's different quarterbacks. Because, like, Dan Marino and Peyton Manning are unbelievable quarterbacks, but they're the best pocket
yeah.
quarterbacks I've ever
yeah.
seen. And Patrick Mahomes doesn't do that. Patrick Mahomes goes into the category of Elway, Favre, Aaron Rodgers, these guys that are so creative.
Yeah.
They can pass in the pocket, but they also create this extra time that, let's face it, Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, they didn't create any
sure.
extra time. They didn't move very well.
Would you, and you've watched more of this than me, would you kind of throw in, I know it's the numbers are different by far, Roger? In that,
because
was
he wasn't of my time, I go back and watch YouTube,
uh-huh.
and he was him. I guess you can throw in Terry Bradshaw. He has
yeah.
four. Like, you have
yeah.
to watch that
yeah.
era of football. Is not fun to watch when you're of my age or younger, because you're not watching very to now creative football. You're not watching creative football, but then it was creative. Tom Landry was one of the most creative guys
yeah.
in football, but. When you watch it to 90s football or today's football, you're like, oh, this is stupid football. But it's all they had. That was creative at the time. That was creative. When you watch basketball players, when you watch Anthony Edwards, well, hell, if there was no Dr. J and no Michael Jordan and no Kobe Bryant and no LeBron James, he would only have his creativity. He's working off of their creativity and then adding something to it. And you know what? 20 years from now, Anthony Edwards isn't going to look that creative to kids. They're going to be like, well, Anthony Edwards was a stupid old basketball player. Because you're going to look at, they just keep adding to the creativity of these guys. And so I get where, you know, Patrick Mahomes grew up watching Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So then he takes that game to another level. Aaron Rodgers watched literally Brett Favre on his own team and took that to another level.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, this is from John from Wiley for the shout-out. From the 940, shout-out to the Boyd Yellow Jackets varsity football team as they try to go 2-0 tonight against a very good Jacksboro Tigers team. Let's go, Jackets. Go sting them.
Kevin, I just got this from one of our Tolos that's here, Mike. He sent this over, the Duncanville Mike, by the way.
And not
it is,
this Duncanville.
It is that report, Kevin, from Mike Florio that says Rashee Rice likely to play the entire season.
Yeah. I mean, look, once nothing happened before the season started, it's just get some consistency, NFL.
This is an interesting note on here. The most obvious explanation is that the league typically uses paid leave for cases that involve domestic violence. And since his case does not involve that, they aren't going to use paid leave, so they would be screwing him over there. So they're like, no, we're just going to keep rolling unless he admits guilt to being guilty.
I mean, I could just pop on the video if they
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see how that goes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and his special Friday guest.
We'll talk with Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.